strange things that may happen to us, we need to remember, like with that Ebenezer rock, the Lord has helped us to this point, and he most certainly will continue to help us in the future. This also has a lot to do, the who and how connection can be seen in our Old Testament lesson for today. For instance, the whole of God's army of angels are singing in that throne room, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The floor is shaking." They're singing so loud. And Isaiah is also shaking because Isaiah is saying, "Woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm a sinner. And I live among a people who are a bunch of sinners, and I'm in deep trouble because God is holy and I am not." And sometimes we think about that too. Even when we are forgiven children of God, we realize the tremendous difference, and we start thinking, how can I make up the difference? Well, notice Isaiah had nothing to do with making up the difference. God sent that angel to take that coal and touch his lips, and the medical word is to cauterize that lip, that sore. Now, some of us, I know I'm one of those people, I've got too much sun, too mild of a face. The doctor, it used to be they dipped this big long swab in a, looked like a coffee cup container, or a coffee container, but it was full of, what is that, liquid nitrogen, and then touch spots. Now they got an aerosol can. There was a time when I was in band in high school, I got a sore in my lip, and the more I played, the more it got sore, and my dad took me to a clinic one Saturday, and the doctor said, "Now, Tim, this isn't going to hurt much," as he got out this machine out of the bottom drawer in the clinic, and he turned it on, it started humming. And it looked like he was going to jumpstart my car. Only it went to my lip. And I can to this day still smell the burnt skin, creating a new scab that helped heal my lip. And I could play my trumpet again. And that's what God does here with the angel. And when we think about it, it's not about us. It's God that chose to have Elijah there in his holy place. Elijah didn't choose to go there. God brought him here. God also chose to make him acceptable. It wasn't anything to do, didn't have anything to do with who Elijah was or what he said, Isaiah, what he said. And then everything changed. Everything changed. Help me out. Now, going back to the Holy of Holies and listening to the angel choirs, Isaiah is singing at the top of his lungs because he has been healed by God. And what happens then? We're having trouble. We're going to do it over. As everybody is singing, all of a sudden Isaiah jumps in and he's singing, and also he hears God Almighty saying, who are we going to send and who is going to go for us? And as they do that, what happens? He does what you're told not to do in the military or at work or even at home. He jumps up and says, "Here am I. Send me." What a wonderful blessing he had received, and he's volunteering to be a blessing as well. And as he does that, he also becomes a blessing for God. So let's pretend like we did with our lesson. Let's pretend we are Isaiah himself. And as we do that, let's say, "Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. And as we do that, we also realize from this whole lesson that there's something very special going on here. And that is, we got it up. The Lord says, who am I? And Isaiah responds, here am I, send me. And the next thing is that we realize that it has not so much to do with us, but it has everything to do with God. And Peter's lesson that we read today is talking about how God is central in this choosing. It's not just that God chooses people, but it starts out in the lesson by saying, it says that Jesus was chosen by God for great honor, not once, but twice. And whenever Scripture repeats something, it's saying, this is really important. So first of all, God chose Jesus to come here and be our Savior from sin. But not only that, we also are chosen. St. Peter writes, well, a lot of people think they have to choose what they want to do, and they choose the wrong thing. But he says, you're not like that. You are a chosen people. And as we realize that God does the initiation of choosing us, that makes all the difference. Not at all what I planned. Okay, so the lesson goes on to say, there it is. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. So that Peter says, this is who we are. And on top of that, if you can read it, read that with me. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. You know, that is what our calling is as well. Not only has God chosen us and forgiven us and made us his dear children, but he also helps us to be his people and to share the light of God in Jesus Christ and to share God's goodness in what we do and say. And that has everything to do with our daily lives. Now, looking at the gospel for today, Jesus is out there with his disciples. Notice how Jesus brings his disciples around towns and villages. They come along and they're learning about Jesus and what Jesus does, even as they're learning about God and what God has done for them. I like to call this the midterm. You know, it's kind of midterm in that Jesus is winding down his teaching and his miracles ministry. And he's also winding down his teaching ministry with the disciples. So it's midterm test time. And he asks that question, yes, Mrs. Johnson. He asks the question, who am I? He asks the question, who am I? There we go. And as a good teacher, he says, I know it's a little easier to start out with the third person. So who do other people say that I am? What's the poll? Take a poll. What are people saying? And they say, well, some of them think that you are John the Baptist come back to life. Some of them think you are Elijah. You know how Elijah left the earth? In a chariot. He didn't die, so maybe he's back. Maybe it's Isaiah, like we read about today. And then Jesus turns around and says, but who do you say that I am? And that's where Peter, you know Peter. Peter spends his whole life as a student of Jesus, taking one sandal out of his mouth to stick the other sandal in. In other words, he's usually got the wrong answer. But this time, the Lord's Spirit is working in him. He says, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus says, the Spirit of God has revealed this to you, Peter. And this is wonderful because who I am has everything to do with why I am here. And he goes on to tell them about how he would become the Messiah, the working Messiah, in dying on the cross to save us from the penalty for our sins. But it doesn't stop there. He goes on, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but back to our midterm. Now, the sermon's more than halfway over. Our midterm question is this: who are you? And the answer is, I am. It's one word. I am chosen. Think of that. It's not up to each of us at all. We are chosen. And that has everything to do with our attitude about who we are and how we are to live as God's children. As a matter of fact, Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2. Oh, we both clicked it. One extra one. There we go. For I'll let you click because some of the times it works. Okay, for you are God's masterpiece. Think of that. How many of you woke up this morning and said, oh, look at myself in the mirror. I am God's masterpiece. Gyre by laughing. But we need to do that. Tomorrow morning, try it. Look in the mirror and say, I am God's masterpiece. Remember, it has everything to do with being chosen by God, not who we are as individuals. You are God's masterpiece. You are chosen. You are created all brand new in baptism. And you are now in Christ Jesus, given the opportunity to do good works. Not just things that we choose to do, but what God has prepared us to do from the very beginning of time. We are no accident. Our sitting on the seats here in church at Southwest, that's just a temporary thing. We're supposed to be the living stones following the living stone, the cornerstone, Jesus Christ. And how do we do that? Well, guess what's going on next week? I sat in on a meeting Wednesday night. Karen, girl, Larry, where are you at? The rest of you. It's amazing what all you folks are planning to do this next Sunday afternoon. Just look at that list. And that's because many of you have skills and abilities and connections and ways of bringing the goodness of God to light right here in the southeast end of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now that is great. That is wonderful. And it doesn't end next Sunday evening after the last table is brought in from outside, the last extension cord is wound up. That's just the beginning. Because, as God's word says for us, remember, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I'm going to ask you a week from tomorrow morning, not only to say I'm a masterpiece of God, but how can I do this all over again? Larry was saying, folks, I don't think we need to recap, look back on the events. No, I'm asking even before Wednesday when the committee works. Let's all together on Sunday night before your head hits the pillow and go, oh, I'm so tired. Think, how can I do this all over tomorrow? And now you're about ready to kick me out of here. But really, every day we wake up, we have something that the Lord has given us to do. One person to shine the light of Christ into their lives. One person to let them know, and I was able to do this over a kitchen counter at my neighbor's house last night. One more person to say, God is on your side, even though it seems like the world is against you. Because we have this rock and Ebenezer. Because we are living stones off the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. Because God has made us into his people. He chose it. And that means he's powering us to do these things. What a blessing we are. And now we get to not only confess who God is, but Jesus invites us to his table. And just like Isaiah, we can go, oh my goodness, this is Jesus. And Jesus says, yes. And we're together on this mission, powered by God, orchestrated by God, chosen by God. And Jesus invites us to join him on his mission. What a blessing God is to us. I invite you to stand now as we confess our faith in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, we know the Lord's, we know the Apostles' Creed. I believe God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. I always think of the offerings, our tithes and offerings, as just the tip of the iceberg. You know, this is what we do together as God's people in our offerings, but we're also offering ourselves. I'm not asking you to put yourself in the offering plate, but to put yourself into the service of the Lord, not just on Sunday morning, but all the time, every day. And God will shine through us his light. We receive our offerings.
Stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. You tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're good, good Father, it's who you are. What we need before we say your word, your good, good Father, to you are, to you are, to you are, and I'm loved by you, to I am, to I am, to I am, your good, good Father, to you are, to you are. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You rarely speak. He's so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love, love, love. You're good, good Father. To you are, to you are, to you are. And I'm loved by you. To I am, to I am, to I am. You're good, good Father. To you are, to you are.
Well, he is our good, good Father in heaven, and that's why we can come to him every day, every time we have a need, every time we have a prayer of thanks to give. We can go to our good, good Father and truly expect so many blessings from his hand. And so we're going to continue now with our time of prayer today, and I'll ask, are there any prayer requests from the congregation today? Yeah. Lily, who is turning 16. Granddaughter. Well, yeah. So we'll
Dave
give thanks
Wallace
for her life.
Who's in a motorcycle accident last Sunday?
For Dave Wallace. Yeah, if you didn't know this, Dave Wallace was in a motorcycle accident last Sunday morning, and he is hurt, but not hurt permanently. Some broken bones and some pain, but we expect him to recover, given some rest. So we will say a prayer for Dave and Cameron and their family. Any more? Yeah.
For a grandparent in Fort Wayne who was on vacation in Maine and suffered a heart attack and had open heart surgery.
Okay. For Karen, we will pray. For Karen, who had a heart attack. Yeah, we can give thanks that Mike Greener is back with us today, wherever he's at. There he is. So we are very thankful for that. Yeah, I was going to share. Many of you know Amber's been in the hospital the last few days. She is still there. She has some kind of viral infection that has given her a fever, and so they've kept her in the hospital for a few days to monitor her and just make sure that she and the babies are all right. And the good news is that they are all right, and we don't have any, we're not worried about any of the big things that may happen. We're just kind of waiting for her to get better. So we would love to have your prayers as we continue. So we will pray for Amber and the babies. Any more? I saw a few hands, I think. Yeah. Okay. Okay, and her name was Geraldine. Geraldine. For Geraldine, that she would know the Lord. Any more? For Julie Braun, yes. We will pray for Julie. Yes, we will pray for that, our efforts this next Sunday, Fit and Fun Day, that we would be that light in the darkness to point the whole world, our community, to Christ. Yeah. Okay, we will pray for your dad. All right. Well, let's pray for the people of God and for all people according to their needs. So please pray with me. Father in heaven, we say today that it is just so amazing that you have chosen us to be your people. Lord, we know that we are on our own unworthy to be in your presence, unworthy to have you as our Father, and yet you have come to us. You've taken away our sins, Lord. You have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to pursue us so that we would know you. And in fact, that you have chosen us from before the foundation of the world to be those people who would know you. And that secure in that knowledge, Lord, we never need to fear our salvation. We never need to fear our connection to you. And we never need to fear the grace that you have shown us through your Son, Jesus Christ. This is who we are. We are your people, Lord, because you have made it so. And we have to confess that so often we forget about this. When times are bad, even when times are good, Lord, we are so much more quickly we ask these questions about how things will go, what's going to happen, where we'll be, when we'll do things. And even sometimes we get to the point of asking why we do what we do. But the one question we never seem to remember, Lord, is who. We never seem to remember who we are. And we realize that when we know who we are, when we know that we are your chosen people, secure in your hand, chosen from before time, when we know that, Lord, then really these other questions start to fall into place. It gives us a place to begin and a place to go as we follow you, follow your Son Jesus in his mission. And so, Lord, we ask that you would forgive us for looking in all these other directions before we remember who we are first. And, Lord, we know that you do forgive us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we give you thanks for the forgiveness that he gives. We ask that you would help us to do better, to always know our identity, keep that in the front of our minds, that everything we do, everything we say would come from that, who we are in Christ. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for this and for many, many other things today. Lord, we give you thanks for the Via de Christi Men's Weekend that is being planned. We give you thanks for safe trips. We give you thanks for just protecting us, for providing for us in all things. Lord, we give you thanks for the weather, the rain that we've had recently that makes our world grow and flourish. Lord, we give you thanks for family, for our friends, for our children, for all those around us. We give you thanks for the family of God to whom we belong. We give you thanks for a healthy baby girl, Charlie. Lord, we give you thanks for young Lily and her 16th birthday, that you have given her 16 years of life. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless her with life. Indeed, bless all of us with long lives so that we may use that time to love you as our God and Father, to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to be that light in the world that Christ would have us be. Lord, we give you thanks that Mike is back among us, that you have restored him to health, and even as he continues to recover, continues to heal, we ask that you would bless him in that. Lord, we give you thanks that he has come so far. Lord, we have many requests for you today to care for ourselves, to care for others. Lord, we know that you are our good, good Father who desires only to bless us, and we ask that you would do that now. So we ask for safe travels as we travel. For Brandon, who has a new job, that would go well. Lord, for wisdom in all things, wisdom and strength in decisions, understanding and guidance, and especially this for Julie, for Janelle, Brandon, Jean, Shannon, Mitchell, Dave, Richard, Larry, Dan, Steve, Doug, Jeff, and Marcy. Lord, we ask for Geraldine, that she would come to know you through your Son, Jesus Christ, that she would know that you are our good, good Father, that you have chosen us, that you have sent your Son Jesus to reveal you to us so that we may know you, so that we may have a relationship with you as our Creator and our loving Father, that she would know the forgiveness that Jesus gives. Lord, we ask all these things for Geraldine and for all those around her who do know the Lord. We ask that you would help them to point her to the truth. Lord, for those for thinking about moving, big decisions in life, Lord, we just ask for wisdom, for guidance in that you would guide those people. Especially, Lord, for this congregation of Southwest Lutheran Church, that you would make us a church of people who truly has eyes that turn outward first instead of to ourselves. And especially this next weekend as we are hosting our Fit and Fun Day, Lord, as we want to just show people the good life that Jesus is doing, that we know one day he's going to give us new bodies, new lives in eternity when we will not have any pains. We won't have any sicknesses. We won't have all sorts of problems with ourselves. Lord, we know that's what Jesus is doing, and so we try to do that now, even, as we strive to live well. Lord, help us to show that to all the people whom we meet, that Jesus is the real answer to wellness. Jesus is the real answer to fitness, that what we do now is good, but it is temporary, and that Jesus is the only answer to true, eternal wellness as we live with him in the new creation. So, Lord, bless us as we do this, as we our efforts this week and next Sunday, as we try to show that message to our neighbors and to the world. We ask that your hand would be upon that. Lord, and also for help and healing for all those who need it. Lord, help and healing for Martha, Loretta, and Colleen. Continued healing for Perry, for Ann and Joe, for Cindy with her cancer returning. And for Julie, Lord, we ask that you would continue to take care of her as she is finding out more results from tests. Lord, that you would, we ask that you would heal her. Especially, Lord, we ask for Dave Wallace, who was in a motorcycle accident last Sunday, that you would give him quick healing, a lessening of his pain, that he would be able to heal quickly and fully. Lord, we ask for Karen, who has had a heart attack and gone in for major surgery. We ask for recovery and healing for her as well. And also for Amber and our babies, Lord, we ask that you would continue to take care of them, help her sickness and fever to go away, return her to health, and we ask for another 10 weeks of pregnancy, that she would deliver safely at the end of that time. Lord, all of these needs we are praying right now, and also those petitions that are on our hearts right now.